and it will be used against me in the court of law. Good morning, everyone. My name is Todd Ellingson, and this is my family. I was born and raised in Crookston, Minnesota. Go Vikings, yes. With where's Del and Paul Hoff and their church, St. Paul's Lutheran Church. So we're very excited to be here, and I wanted to introduce my family to you. This is Ella and Zebediah. This is Esther. Esther was born on November 22nd. So we came back from Rwanda. We've been there 6 years. Came back to have her in the States, and my wife Andrea. So, Ella, are you wanting to sing? Oh, is this on? This one? She wants to sing a song. So we're gonna let her. Oh. So, Pastor, this is for recording. This is for amplification. See, I'm Norwegian. You need to explain these things before I get up there. You know, I've learned a few things in the 6 years, and God's really been teaching and molding our hearts in Rwanda. I just want to share real briefly a few of the lessons that I've learned. First of all, go where God calls you. It reminds me of Genesis 12, where Abraham was called to go to a foreign land, to leave his family. And that was very much what we did. We sold our house up in Glendale, our cars. We gave up careers to follow the tugging and the yearning that we felt God was calling us to do. And then also about sharing sacrificially. God calls us to share this way because I believe that when we share and when it hurts to share, when we give sacrificially, I think it opens up the floodgates for God because we're giving everything. We're giving our resources. We're giving God control of everything in our life. For us, before we went over, I got to be honest, materialism and the whole American dream thing was consuming me. I mean, it was getting in the way, not that it doesn't have to, but for me, it was getting in the way of serving God. And it was so refreshing, man. When we were going through our attic getting rid of stuff, I couldn't believe how much stuff I had gathered up in the attic. And it was all this thing of almost making idolatry out of our possessions. And then the other lesson that I've been learning is in Rwanda is about Christian community. I look back in the book of Acts, the way the first century church responded to the call of discipleship, the way they shared, and the end product that many folks came to know Jesus. And I've been learning from our neighbors what it means to share in that way. And it's been a powerful example for our family. In Philippians 2, verse 4, it says, "Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others." Zig Ziglar developed a personal creed throughout his career that closely resembles this verse from Philippians. And Ziglar says, "You can have everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want." Ziglar explains his personal creed by saying, "The creed calls upon me to persuade others to pursue what they want." This is part of the Christian community that we've been living part of in Rwanda, helping others become who God has created them to be. Our neighborhood in Rwanda is a place where we've seen these lessons put into practice. Once a month, we have Umuganda. First of all, I love saying the word, Umuganda. It's a national day of service, and it's the last Saturday of every month from 8 in the morning until 11, where neighbors come together to help other neighbors in need. 1 month, a widow of the 1994 genocide, that's where 1 million people were killed back in 1994. She was a widow from that. She had fallen behind on cultivating her field. So 70 neighbors came with their hoes and prepared and planted her field in 1 day. This is what Christian community is all about. The sense of sharing is strong. Households include not only your biological children, but anybody else who has fallen on hard times. Our friend John houses up to 12 other people besides his family. And this is what he says. It is what Jesus showed us to do. If children are orphaned, relatives take them into their house and unofficially adopt them. You see, what the early church knew was that everything belongs to God. Nothing is really ours. It's all on loan. We can't take it with us, can we? We must share. Like Abraham in the Old Testament, God blesses us so that we can be a blessing to others. We have so that we can give. We point others to Jesus through our sacrificial giving. We all need to learn how to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And our neighbors are sharing that with us. And it's been a slow learning process for me. But what an incredible example they have been. City of Joy is made up of two primary entities, Joy Christian School and Joy Christian Church. 6 years ago, we moved there and founded City of Joy Rwanda. Joy Christian School has 163 students in kindergarten through third grade. We believe that every child deserves a quality Christian education. We have the poorest children in our neighborhood chosen by the local leaders. 5 village leaders around City of Joy, Rwanda, were chosen, and they chose the most needy families in each of their villages. And so our school is made up of kids that have nothing. And we provide clothing for them and meals. Picture, if you would, 12 to 15 years down the road. These students will be our next Christian leaders. Imagine as we pour our lives into them, as we open up new grades as they graduate each year and close the grade underneath. We're sticking with these 163 kids all the way through their education, regardless of where that may lead. Each year, again, we're open up a new grade. And so hopefully when they get to sixth grade, then we'll have to make a decision whether we have the resources to go on from there. Our school strives to honor God by providing excellence. We serve 2 meals to our students each day. We read a Bible story. They're taught how to pray. And they know about the love of Jesus in their life. Here's a picture of Ellie, one of our summer volunteers from up in Phoenix, as she shared in one of the classrooms. A teacher who worked with Andrea came this summer to help train teachers. Whatever your skill level is, please come and visit us. We have a guest house. We have electricity now, flushing toilets, running water. So you are welcome anytime. If you've ever had an inkling, a nudge in your spirit that you want to experience the world, let me tell you, this thing will change and rock your world. Here's a little graph that I put together to show you the impact and the difference that our school is making in our community. You can see that the teacher to student ratio, unbelievable. We're at 20 to 1. Our school down the road is 70 or 90 to 1. And we're able to offer full day classes, meals, health insurance, an incredible impact that in our community. In April, we completed 4 new classrooms at a cost of $30,000. Our students now are enjoying full-day classes as we hired 4 new teachers and a principal. God is doing amazing things in Rwanda. We also have a sewing school that graduates around 25 students each year. These young adults, mainly very poor women, are given the tools to become community leaders through owning a sewing business. We have graduated close to 80 students in 5 years. We have items here in the back that were made by our graduates that you can purchase to support these women. And then Joy Christian Church. It opened its doors on August 23rd with over 500 people coming to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ proclaimed. Imagine what 500 disciples of Jesus will do in our community. We built this beautiful church for another $30,000 that were donated from people like you. The cross of Christ shines brightly as a beacon in our neighborhood. The gospel of Jesus is changing lives. We're excited to come back. We leave on Tuesday to go back to Rwanda. We have 12 people that have surrendered their lives to Jesus, and we're going to have to baptize them when we get back. We are so excited. We have a local pastor that we hired, and Pastor Lambert is doing a wonderful job there. We also have a training center for local pastors to equip them to serve better. We were able to present them with study Bibles. For many of them, that was the first time that they actually had a resource to help prepare their sermons every week. They had tears of joy running down their cheeks for this gift. A couple of stories. First of all, Belden. He's our principal. He's from Kenya. His story is about life transformation through Jesus. His father died when he was young, which sent the family into severe poverty. A teacher took interest in Belden in junior high and gave him his first Bible and the inspiration that one day Belden would be a great teacher. His life was changed by the Word of God. This, along with his mother's commitment to education, motivated Belden to excel in school and win scholarships to attend college. When Belden sat down with us when we were interviewing him to be the principal of Joy Christian School, he said that he immediately knew that this is where God was calling him to go, to help those like himself gain a vision of a hope for a better future. Second story is of Irene, who lives down the street from us and attends our school. He's a little boy in the middle here with a smile. His mom abandoned he and his siblings, and his father is nowhere to be found. So this is Grandma. Let me tell you, grandparents, you have an incredible role in your grandchildren's lives. His grandma loves Jesus, and she's raising her grandkids to love Jesus too. I want to show you this is a typical home. It's made out of mud bricks. It has a dirt floor with this little straw mat. This is where they eat and they sleep. You can also see there's a mosquito net that the government has provided to help combat malaria. Here's what's happening at City of Joy. We have a $150,000 capital campaign. We're starting a farming program called Farming God's Way. We also just got word that we were awarded a grant. This just happened on Thursday. This is hot off the press. We are awarded a $50,000 grant towards the purchase of this property that I'll show you in the next slide. And part of that grant, then there's another additional $20,000 that's a matching grant. So any donations that we get in the next 2 months are going to be doubled. So we're very excited. We have the potential here of $90,000 in the next 2 months. If you'd like to donate, you can make checks out to City of Joy, or you can give by credit card too. Here's a picture of the property that we are purchasing. It's outlined in red. Our house, the guest house, the teacher's bedrooms are located at the bottom of the screen in red. The pig farm and 1,000 banana trees are located at the top within the red. Our current property with the school and the church are located in green and are right across the street from where our house is. The new property has 900 banana trees, and that's going to create income for us and food for our school. And this program called Farming God's Way, we're so excited. We're going to be able to train our neighbors how to farm better, and that they're going to realize that it's a true gift to be a farmer, and that they can excel in that. And it's one of the greatest careers in all of life. You know, Jesus ultimately gives us the gift of joy. You can grab a prayer card on your way out today and remember to pray for us. We believe that that's why so much has happened within the 6 years that we've been over there, is because of prayers from you and from prayers all around the world. You can take us home with you. We'd love for you to take our little card, put it up on your refrigerator so that you remember to pray for us and for our neighbors. Thank you for your prayers. And as we serve in Rwanda, again, if you're interested, you can come talk to us. We'd love to see a group coming from Central Lutheran to come and visit us someday. So God bless you, and thanks again.